Okay, good evening, my podcast listeners. Here I am at Anchor FM, Terry Makita. Thank you for coming in and joining me here at the table at my Soul Cafe, where you can come and sit down and enjoy yourself. You can enjoy your meals. Amen. I have an awesome menu here, and I know that your soul would be so delighted in this menu. I'm here to serve you, and whip you up something good for that soul. I also got some drinks. I got some cooling water, something that will fulfill you. Yes, it will fulfill you, that living water. He said, I am that living water. He that drinks of this water shall never thirst again. Also, I got some bread representing that he is the bread of life. We can break bread together, my listeners. So come on in. It's Monday evening. It is now almost 7 o'clock. I'm finding myself here in this time, just rejoicing and thanking God for everything that he's done throughout the day. It is getting late in the evening, as they say. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, we just still want to bless the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised today. Today is Monday, May the 4th, 2020, here on my podcast, here on Anchor FM, Terry Makita. I do want you to stop in here at my cafe and have a drink. If you're not hungry, have a drink. All drinks on me, okay? All right, so as we come into the cafe, the Soul Cafe, we do want you to come in, and as we begin to open up, we're going to open up today with a prayer. You know, prayer changes things, and I just want to say today to all that are coming in today, let us eat of this bread of life, and this bread of life also will help us to live eternal life. So we're going to eat of that true and that living bread, and his name is Jesus, and we come to know him. Those that know him, we know him as our Savior, our personal Savior, just like you have a personal accountant or personal assistant, he is our personal Savior. And I thank God for him coming into my life when he did. I know that he loves me, and I love him too. I'm in love with a man named Jesus, and how sweet it is to know him. It is so sweet. In the name Jesus, he's talking about sweet. It's the sweetest name that I know. I do want y'all to come in sometime, and let me see what I can stir up for you. We definitely want to stir up the gifts in you. I know some of you got some gifts, and God-given gifts. Gifts are without repentance. We do all know. And that when God gives you a gift, and it might be to just help people. You might have a helping ministry. That's a helping ministry where you can help people. And he might not just give you money to be able to help them, but wisdom. You know, sometimes we don't always have to have wisdom, but we always go to the older people. I'm older, and I'm getting to be an elder. So when we was growing up, we would go to the elders of the church and talk to them because we knew they had wisdom and knowledge. They could keep us on the right path. So today I want to keep y'all on the right path. I want to keep your minds and spirit in tune today. I want you to be feeling yourself enjoying and relaxing, not stressing, not a lot of anxiety. So we bind all that stuff up. You come into the cafe today, the Soul Cafe, we got to bind up some things. We got to just throw that on out of here. We can't have that in our cafe today. I come in here with some love and some joy and some patience, some understanding, some wisdom, some knowledge. And I'm ready to help you to enjoy these things and the gifts of the Spirit, and let you enjoy knowing who Jesus is. And it is a blessing to know the man from Galilee. And I know that he was a little baby boy. He grew up for you and I. So I'm excited about what Jesus is doing in our life. I'm excited about my cafe, my Soul Cafe, of course. I'm thanking God I'm able to feed his sheep. He said, if you love me, feed my sheep. And my sheep, they hear my voice. And a stranger, they will not follow. Okay, so as you come into my podcast today, I'm here on Anchor FM. And this is Terry Makita. Also, I want to say that I have enjoyed doing the podcast. At first, I was very hesitant about doing it. I didn't want to push the button in fear of, but I began to, you know, speak and tell fear where it had to go. And I took it off my menu. It's not on my menu. So I couldn't eat that. So, you know, I had my plate and I had some other things that I had put on my plate, you know, to serve and to enjoy. And fear was not going to be one of them. So I decided to take the chance and hit the button. And I think that I know for a fact, thank God, that I overcome that fear. So I'm excited once again about overcoming. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm an overcomer here at the Soul Cafe, here at the table. So I'm inviting you once again to come on in, sit down, enjoy, and relax. How about that? I can brew you up something real special. Got a special menu going on here. On the special today is love. We want to say that we want to love each and every one of you. As Christ has loved us, we want to love one another. We want to obey God. We want to have love for God. We want to keep Him first in everything that we do. So let's put God back first. Some of you might have gotten away from your first love, needed to return back onto your first love. You just have to repent. Call on the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. So today I'm encouraging you to get to know Jesus if you don't know Him. If you have a personal relationship with Him, He is awesome. If you don't know Him, oh wow, you are missing such a treat. He is the real thing, and He is better than Coca-Cola. I'm here to tell you. So I just want y'all to know that I have enjoyed you here at the podcast. Here at the Soul Cafe at the table. I am Terry McKeith here at Anchor FM. Also, I would like to encourage you to start a podcast. They have the app that you can download and come in and podcast your own show. Do your own thing. Maybe you have been thinking about doing something creative this year. Never got around to it. When everyone said the whole world stopped, so we had to get off of it. So I found something that I have enjoyed doing. And I also enjoy listening to others as they have done their podcast. So if you all would, take time to go to the website and look on the app, on the website, and download that app, Anchor at FM. Also, keep your heads up. God's got something special for you. He knows all about your situation, so be encouraged today. And thank you all for coming in, those listeners. And I do want to say, if there's any birthdays here on this podcast today, I do want to wish you all a happy birthday, and may God bless you to see many, many more. God bless you all. Okay, good evening, my friends here on podcast, my listeners, my audience. I'm coming at you again today. I'm Terry McKeithen here at Anchor FM, Terry McKeithen 2. If you would like to leave a comment or feel free to speak with me concerning any spiritual questions you might have concerning your walk here on this earth, your journey, your purpose, your fulfillment. Are you being fulfilled? Are you being pleasing unto God? Are you pleased with your life if you are in Christ? Are you not in Christ and not pleased with your life? Are you challenging yourself to get to know the one who they call Christ today? I'm here and I'm coming to talk to you at the table. And feeding you the word of God, which is your soul food. We all have a soul and it needs to be fed. I remember in the scriptures, Jesus asked Peter, if you love me, feed my sheep. Peter said, yes, Lord, I love you. He said, Peter, if you love me, feed my sheep. So I'm here today to feed the sheep. We are the sheep. We are His people. We are counted as His sheep. And as you know, sheep are humble.
usually when they go to the slaughter, they humble themselves. They just go on and no fight, no nothing. You know, a mule can be stubborn, having a sin of witchcraft, or being stubborn is the sin of witchcraft. So today, as we hit the table, you know, I talked a little bit earlier about worrying. When you coming into my cafe at my table to eat, I want to give you a positive outlook of life and what's going on today. I want to talk about the spiritual things in your life that's keeping and captivating you to be a better person or a trustworthy person towards our Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, we're talking about here at the table about relationship, having a relationship with Christ, knowing Him, and to be able to trust in His Word, Him being the bread of life. Truly, He is the bread of life. So basically, we're talking about the bread of life. I'm inviting you all to come and eat at my table with me. So I'm giving you some soul food, something spiritual for the soul. I said it's not good that man shall live by bread alone, by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, which is the word of God. So I'm here to feed you. I'm here to feed His people, His sheep. We are important to God. We are peculiar people. We are not like everyone else. We don't think like everyone else. We have a mind of Christ to do the right things. We have once had a mind to do the wrong things, but now we have come to the knowledge of knowing Christ. Once we have known as a child, right from wrong, and we have accepted and gave Him our life, and we become sons and daughters of the Most High God. So He has a Son that went to the cross and gave His life for us. And so today I'm pouring back into you what God has poured into me through walking with Him. And what I have learned over the years, I want to share it with you. And I'm willing to share at my table. Come on, come on, come on. He said, come all, let us gather together. Let us reason together. Though our sins be white as scarlet. So we want to come together today. We want to get cleaned up. We want to get freshened up. You know, when you come, usually you want to have your face and your hand washed, especially for breakfast. But we're at dinner time now, so I'm inviting you to have lunch. So what's on the menu today? I have a few things here on the menu of my drinks. All drinks are on me. What would you like? A cup of bitterness, a cup of love, a cup of trust, a cup of hope, a cup of wealth, prosperity. What will you be drinking today? What will you have? All drinks is on me once again. So here at the table, I'm Terry McKeitha. I'm here at FM. I'm here at Anchor FM. Terry McKeitha too. So if you want to leave a comment or something, or you have a disagreement or whatever, feel free to leave that. But I just want to say here at the table, we are to be fed. And the Word of God lets us be able to get a handle on some things when it comes to our spiritual welfare. And I'm worried about your health right now. Everybody is going through something. Some people are, they're maybe not eating enough of the word. I'm talking about eating spiritually. Some of us need to eat as often as we can concerning the word of God. I'm not talking about the spiritual food, natural food, but I'm talking about spiritual food. We need to feed our spiritual man. Some of us are growing weary in our well-doing. We are fainting. He said in due season, if you reap not, you would faint. If you would faint not. So we realize that there's a time for everything. There's a time to laugh. There's a time to cry. And I know that some of you have really gone through. Some of you are really, at this point, you have become disencouraged. I know that some of you know that some of you are feeling guilty. Can't work. Can't do what you need to do. Don't know how it's going to come. I know some of you are feeling anger. You know, these are spirits that's coming at you. But we have to overcome those spirits by the good fruits, which is what we eat, the good things. We have to have the spirit of patience. We got to be patient knowing that God is going to come and see about us. It might not look like it right now, but He have never left us, forsaken us. And I was talking about earlier about when we begin to trust in God and, you know, how fear can overtake us. He said, but be strong and of good courage. And this is in Deuteronomy 31:6. He said, do not fear, nor be afraid, for the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. So I want y'all to move that out of the way. I want y'all to put that over in one of your in your scrap jar. You know how you have up in the kitchen when you're doing things and you got a mess and you know, just go ahead and put that in the trash. Just go ahead and get that out. You know, it's nothing that we want to eat. It's nothing that we want to drink of. We don't want to drink of fear. We don't want to eat fear today. We want to be strong and of good courage. We don't want to fear nor be afraid because we know that God is with us. We know he will never leave forsaking us today. So that's a good thing. And that's what I'm saying. Encourage yourself today. Things might not be going the way you look, and they're talking about bills. Some of them are already getting behind. Some people don't have a paycheck coming in. But how many of you know that God is with us? He said he will never leave forsaking you today. So I get excited when I read the word of God, just knowing that, you know, he said in Psalms 1, 18 and 6, 6th verse, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do to me. Where's all this coming from? What is all this stuff? This is man-made things that are happening today. These are things that man-made has created. And it has went farther than, well, it's out there now. You know, what they have done has caused a scare, a fear of people. When, you know, doing the way they're doing is weighing them down. And a lot of them is not able to see their way. But how many know that God is a way maker today? I can give you that assurance that he is. I know him myself. He is my personal savior. Some of you might have a personal accountant. You might have a personal person that works with you in the gym. You might have a personal assistance, but he is my personal savior. He and I are one. We are together, me, him, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Some of y'all might not understand all of this, what I'm talking, but if you know God, you know what I'm talking about. So I'm excited today. Like I said, come on in. Come join in with me. Come and listen here at the table. I invite you to come into the cafe. My doors are open. If anyone is listening today, I do want to wish each and everyone that has a birthday. And this month, happy birthday. I do want to have a give a song or a shout out to each and every one. I do want, I'm going to give you a birthday prayer. I pray that God will keep you safe over this season, that you will be better and not bitter, that you will come to know him even the more, that you will know to trust him, and that you will lean on him, and that in all of your getting understanding, all of your ways of knowledge him, whatever you do this season, do it with God. Do it in aspiration of him. Lift him up. Let him know that you love him too. Help celebrate Jesus in a way that he is pleased with you. I know some of you are dancing on the videos. I see different things going on now that people are sitting at home. You know, some of them are dancing. Some of the older people are elderlies and different ones. But let's give God that glory. Let's not always give it to the things of this world. Let's give the glory that belongs to God. And let's do that. Let's just lift our hands up today towards heaven, wherever you at, wherever you're sitting at right now, and just begin to worship him. Just begin to release some stuff in your spirit. Some of you have some hatred going on. Like I said, some of you got some bitterness going on. But let's rebuke those spirits. Tell them where they can go. Send them back to the pits. To the pits, to the pits, to the pits, where they can go and where they belong. In Jesus' name. Some of you are having some temptation. Some of you have been told to stay home. Some of you told not to do certain things. Some of you told to abide by the law. So it's tempting to get out and go out and do things and maybe rush back home, or maybe get home a few minutes after the curfew hours. So temptation has come, and you said, yet in everything we are more than conquerors through him who loved us, in Romans 8:37. You know, and then it says we got to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill his lust, in Romans 13:14. He says, but in 1 Corinthians 9:27, it says, but I discipline my body and I bring it unto subjection, least when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. So in other words, I have to discipline myself. I have to obey the laws. I have to allow myself to be fed the word of God so that I can be disciplined. And it's a privilege and an honor to have children, and they are disciplined, and they have well manners. And we too are his children. We are peculiar. We are his royal priesthood, and we too should discipline ourselves. We should not be fighting. You know, he says for us to not be hell raisers, but peacemakers. You know, how can he bless the hell raisers? People that raise hell about everything. We know that these people have a tendency to allow themselves to they entangle themselves in their words and what they say. Because when they get angry, they say some things, they speak some things, they even make some threats of some things. And they threaten to do these things, which at that point, I feel like that at that time that we have lost ourselves. We have went back and converted to that old man. The old man stepped back in, but we got to put him and bring him on the suggestion. Said, no. I'm sorry. I was wrong. So we got to learn how to overcome and all things. We're more than conquerors. So you got to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the desires of it. That's the lust, the desires of it. So today, as I'm here on this broadcast, I'm here as Terry McKeithen, my anchor, FM, Terry McKeithen 2. You can reach out to me. You can join with me, hear what I'm saying. But most of all, not just what I'm saying, but hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. So, as I said, some scriptures I've given you, I'm going to give you another one. And it says, for in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. Hebrews 2:18. It says in James 4:7, therefore, submit to God. Submit to God. What you mean? Submit to God. Don't focus on your past, the things you used to do, how you have trapped yourself through the words that you say, and, you know, you entrap your own self through your speech or saying some things. So resist the devil and he will flee from you. In other words, instead of getting in the fuss of the fight with him, resist him. And the devil is constantly on his job. We want to constantly be about our Father's business, which is not Satan. I don't really want to make mention of Satan's name, because he's not anybody. He's a fallen angel, and he is no longer, he is powerless. So he has no place in my life. And I'm no partner with him anymore. I let him go a long time ago. But I am partnering up with Jesus, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I'm in the Trinity. I'm in a threesome. But it's in with the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. So spiritually, I'm still hanging on. I'm still getting my mind renewed every day in the spirit realm. I'm going higher in him. I'm being promoted. The greater, the higher you go, the more devils. And it has been such a fight, but how many know that you can overcome all these things? He says that in the temptation that God will help you stand. No temptation is overtaking you except such as common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make a way of escape, you may be able to bear it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. So he will make a way for you to get out of things. It tells us also, when we come to worrying, it says in Philippians 4:6-7, be anxious for nothing but everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:6-7, once again. And I like this one most of all. And Philippians 4:19 says, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And then how about this? How about this too? Food for thoughts now. How about this? After all of that, after he supplied, he said, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. Now, who wouldn't want to serve a God like that? So he can slay our giants and help us through the words that we speak, the words that we read. There's life and power in the tongue. The words, they're very powerful. He says even a lot of times to overcome some things, we need to ask God to restore to us the joy of our salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit. Psalms 51:12. Okay, good evening, my friends here on podcast, my listeners, my audience. I'm coming at you again today. I'm Terry McKeithen here at Anchor FM, Terry McKeithen 2. If you would like to leave a comment or feel free to speak with me concerning any spiritual questions you might have concerning your walk here on this earth, your journey, your purpose, your fulfillment. Are you being fulfilled? Are you being pleasing unto God? Are you pleased with your life if you are in Christ? Are you not in Christ and not pleased with your life? Are you challenging yourself to get to know the one who they call Christ today? I'm here and I'm coming to talk to you at the table and feeding you the word of God, which is your soul food. We all have a soul and it needs to be fed. I remember in the scriptures, Jesus asked Peter, if you love me, feed my sheep. Peter said, yes, Lord, I love you. He said, Peter, if you love me, feed my sheep, feed my sheep. So I'm here today to feed the sheep. We are the sheep. We are his people. We are counted as his sheep. And as you know, sheep are humble. Usually when they go to the slaughter, they humble themselves. They just go on and no fight, no nothing. You know, a mule can be stubborn. Having a sin of witchcraft or being stubborn is the sin of witchcraft. So today as we hit the table, you know, I talked a little bit earlier about worrying. When you're coming into my cafe at my table to eat, I want to give you a positive outlook of life and what's going on today. I want to talk about the spiritual things in your life that's keeping and captivating you to be a better person or a trustworthy person towards our Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, we're talking about here at the table about relationship, having a relationship with Christ, knowing him, and to be able to trust in his word, him being the bread of life. Truly, he is the bread of life. So basically, we're talking about the bread of life. I'm inviting you all to come and eat at my table with me. So I'm giving you some soul food, something spiritual for the soul. I said it's not good that man shall live by bread alone, by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, which is the word of God. So I'm here to feed you. I'm here to feed his people, his sheep. We are important to God. We are peculiar people. We are not like everyone else. We don't think like everyone else. We have a mind of Christ to do the right things. We have once had a mind to do the wrong things, but now we have come to the knowledge of knowing Christ. Once we have known as a child, right from wrong, and we have accepted and gave him our life, and we become sons and daughters of the Most High God. So he has a son that went to the cross and gave his life for us. And so today I'm pouring back into you what God has poured into me through walking with him, and what I have learned over the years, I want to share it with you, and I'm willing to share at my table. Come on, come on, come on. He said, come all, let us gather together. Let us reason together. Throw our sins be white as scarlet. So we want to come together today. We want to get cleaned up. We want to get freshened up. You know, when you come, usually you want to have your face and your hand washed, especially for breakfast. But we're at dinner time now, so I'm inviting you to have lunch. So what's on the menu today? I have a few things here on the menu of my drinks. All drinks are on me. What would you like? A cup of bitterness, a cup of love, a cup of trust, a cup of hope, a cup of wealth, prosperity. What will you be drinking today? What will you have? All drinks is on me once again. So here at the table, I'm Terry McKeitha. I'm here at FM. I'm here at Anchor FM. Terry McKeitha too. So if you want to leave a comment or something, you have a disagreement or whatever, feel free to leave that. But I just want to say here at the table, we are to be fed. And the word of God lets us be able to get a handle on some things when it comes to our spiritual welfare. And I'm worried about your health right now. Everybody is going through something. Some people are, they're maybe not eating enough of the word. I'm talking about eating spiritually. Some of us need to eat as often as we can concerning the word of God. I know it's not, I'm not talking about the spiritual food, I mean natural food, but I'm talking about spiritual food. We need to feed our spiritual man. Some of us are growing weary in our well-doing. We are fainting. He said, in due season, if you reap not, you would faint. If you reap not, you would faint not. So we realize that there's a time for everything. There's a time to laugh. There's a time to cry. And I know that some of you have really gone through. Some of you are really, at this point, you have become disencouraged. I know that some of you know that some of you are feeling guilty, can't work, can't do what you need to do, don't know how it's going to come. I know some of you are feeling anger. You know, these are spirits that's coming at you. But we have to overcome those spirits by the good fruits, which is what we eat, the good things. We have to have the spirit of patience. We got to be patient, knowing that God is going to come and see about us. It might not look like it right now, but he have never left us, forsaken us. And I was talking about earlier about when we begin to trust in God, and you know how fear can overtake us. He said, but be strong and of good courage. And this is in Deuteronomy 31:6. He said, do not fear nor be afraid, for the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. So I want y'all to move that out of the way. I want y'all to put that over in one of your in your scrap jar. You know how you have in the kitchen when you're doing things and you got a mess, and you know, just go ahead and put that in the trash. Just go ahead and that out. You know, it's nothing that we want to eat. It's nothing that we want to drink of. We don't want to drink of fear. We don't want to eat fear today. We want to be strong and of good courage. We don't want to fear nor be afraid, because we know that God is with us. We know he will never leave forsaking us today. So that's a good thing. And that's what I'm saying. Encourage yourself today. Things might not be going the way you looking. They talking about bills. Some of them are already getting behind. Some people don't have a paycheck coming in. But how many of you know that God is with us? He said he will never leave forsaking you today. So I get excited when I read the word of God, just knowing that, you know, he said in Psalms 118:6, 6 verse, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do to me. Where's all this coming from? What is all this stuff? This is man-made things that are happening today. These are things that man-made has created, and it has went farther than, well, it's out there now. You know, what they have done has caused a scare, a fear of people. When, you know, doing the way they're doing is weighing them down, and a lot of them is not able to see their way. But how many know that God is a way maker today? I can give you that assurance that he is. I know him myself. He is my personal savior. Some of you might have a personal accountant. You might have a personal person that works with you in the gym. You might have a personal assistance, but he is my personal savior. He and I are one. We are together, me, him, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Some of y'all might not understand all of this, what I'm talking, but if you know God, you know what I'm talking about. So I'm excited today. Like I said, come on in. Come join in with me. Come and listen here at the table. I invite you to come into the cafe. My doors are open. If anyone is listening today, I do want to wish each and everyone that has a birthday in this month, happy birthday. I do want to have a give a song or a shout out to each and every one. I do want, I'm going to give you a birthday prayer. I pray that God will keep you safe over this season, that you will be better and not bitter, that you will come to know him even the more, that you will know to trust him, and that you will lean on him, and that in all of your getting understanding, all of your ways of knowledge, and whatever you do this season, do it with God. Do it in aspiration of him. Lift him up. Let him know that you love him too. Help celebrate Jesus in a way that he is pleased with you. I know some of you are dancing on the videos. I see different things going on now that people are sitting at home. You know, some of them are dancing. Some of the older people are elderlies and different ones. But let's give God that glory. Let's not always give it to the things of this world. Let's give the glory that belongs to God. And let's do that. Let's just lift our hands up today towards heaven, wherever you're at, wherever you're sitting at right now, and just begin to worship him. Just begin to release some stuff in your spirit. Some of you have some hatred going on. Like I said, some of you got some bitterness going on. But let's rebuke those spirits. Tell them where they can go. Send them back to the pits. To the pits, to the pits, to the pits, where they can go and where they belong. In Jesus' name. Some of you are having some temptation. Some of you have been told to stay home. Some of you told not to do certain things. Some of you told to abide by the law. So it's tempting to get out and go out and do things and maybe rush back home, or maybe get home a few minutes after the curfew hours. So temptation has come, and you said, yet in everything we are more than conquerors through him who loved us, in Romans 8:37. You know, and then it says we got to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill his lust, in Romans 13:14. He says, but in 1 Corinthians 9:27, it says, but I discipline my body and I bring it unto subjection. At least when I have preached to others, I myself shall become disqualified. So in other words, I have to discipline myself. I have to obey the laws. I have to allow myself to be fed the word of God so that I can be disciplined. And it's a privilege and an honor to have children, and they are disciplined, and they have well manners. And we too are his children. We are peculiar. We are his royal priesthood, and we too should discipline ourselves. We should not be fighting. You know, he says for us to not be hell raisers, but peacemakers. You know, how can he bless the hell raisers? People that raise hell about everything. But we know that these people have a tendency to allow themselves to they entangle themselves in their words and what they say. Because when they get angry, they say some things, they speak some things, they even make some threats of some things. And they threaten to do these things, which at that point, I feel like that at that time that we have lost ourselves. We have went back and converted to that old man. The old man stepped back in, but we got to put him and bring him on the suggestion. Said, no. I'm sorry. I was wrong. So we got to learn how to overcome and all things. We're more than conquerors. So you got to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the desires of it. That's the lust, the desires of it. So today, as I'm here on this broadcast, I'm here as Terry McKeithen, my Anchor FM, Terry McKeithen 2. You can reach out to me. You can join with me, hear what I'm saying. But most of all, not just what I'm saying, but hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. So, as I said, some scriptures I've given you, I'm going to give you another one. And it says, for in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. Hebrews 2 and 18. It says in James 4 and 7, therefore, submit to God. Submit to God. What you mean? Submit to God. Don't focus on your past, the things you used to do, how you have trapped yourself through the words that you say, and you know, you entrap your own self through your speech or saying some things. So resist the devil and he will flee from you. In other words, instead of getting in the fuss of the fight with him, resist him. And the devil is constantly on his job. We want to constantly be about our Father's business, which is not Satan. I don't really want to make mention of Satan's name because he's not anybody. He's a fallen angel and he is no longer, he is powerless. So he has no place in my life and I'm no partner with him anymore. I let him go a long time ago, but I am partnering up with Jesus, the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. I'm in the Trinity. I'm in a threesome, but it's in with the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. So spiritually, I'm still hanging on. I'm still getting my mind renewed every day in the spirit realm. I'm going higher in him. I'm being promoted. The greater, the higher you go, the more devils. And it has been such a fight. But how many know that you can overcome all these things? He says that in the temptation that God will help you stand. No temptation is overtaking you. You accept such as common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. So he will make a way for you to get out of things. It tells us also when we come to worrying, it says in Philippians 4, 6 and 7, be anxious for nothing but everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, 6, and 7, once again. And I like this one most of all. And Philippians 4 and 19 says, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And then, how about this? How about this? Food for thoughts now. How about this? After all of that, after he supplied, he said, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. 1 Peter 5 and 7. Now, who wouldn't want to serve a God like that? So he can slay our giants and help us through the words that we speak, the words that we read. There's life and power in the tongue. The words, that they're very powerful. He says even a lot of times
to overcome some things. We need to ask God to restore to us the joy of our salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit. Psalms 51 and 12. Well, good evening to all you podcast listeners. This is Terry McKeithen here at Anchor FM. I'm Terry McKeithen 2, the number 2. If you would like to comment or leave me a message, you can feel free and download this app. If you also would like to, you can also come in and be a podcaster and create your own shows and different things of interest that you would like to share with others. Also, you can get paid for doing it. It's fun, and they have everything you need. Just download that app. I think you will enjoy it. And sit down and create something that has been staring in your spirit, man, in your soul. But anyway, I do want to say I'm Terry McKeithen. It is May the 18th. It is Monday. This is a special day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I do want to say we thank God for another day. We should always rejoice in the Lord. I say the word of God lets us know today. I'm inviting y'all to come to my soul cafe here. I'm Lady T here at the kitchen, at the table. But I'm inviting you to come into my cafe and spend some time with the Lord. And he's here. He is my host here in my cafe. He is the one. So I do want to honor him and give him the glory. I do say hallelujah, hallelujah unto the Father, amen unto the Son of the Father. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Yes, the true and living bread, the bread of life. Hey, he has come into the cafe today. And he is the superstar, and he is a great physician. And then not only is he a great physician, but he is a great lawyer. Not only is he a great lawyer, but he is a lily in the valley. Not only is he a lily, but he'll be that bright and morning star for you, my sisters and my brothers. As you come on in and stay a while. I'm cooking up something special for each and every one of you. I got a lot of love in here going on. I got some joy and some happiness. I got some recipes. I even got some, I just want you to come in and eat up. Just come in and sit down and feast here at the table. Here on Anchor FM. I'm Terry McKeithen, the number 2. Like I said, you can leave me a message. You might want to talk. You might want to just have me praying for you or your family. However the Lord leads you, whatever you need me to do to be that blessed one to encourage your hearts and to be motivated to do what God would have you to do. Because serving is a part of God. He was a servant. And he said the servant is not greater than the master is not greater than the servant. Because he said, I come to be served. And I'm like, wow. He humbled himself even at the time of death. Just like a sheep, he humbled himself and became the Lamb of life for us. Now behold the Lamb. Hallelujah, who carried away all of our sins. Hallelujah, who paid a price for us. Hallelujah. And now we can ask him anything in his precious name. Once we have become his children, he said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, and then seek my face and turn from the wicked, he said he'll heal this land. So we are being held accountable for what's going on. And we don't want the blood to be on our hand. We don't want people to be sin sick. And it is a sickness going on, other than what they're calling this virus. But now we have people that's sick in sin. So we just pray today as you come to the cafe that you'll be willing to put your prayer request in. He said, let your request be made known. Maybe you want to pray for a family member. Maybe you just want me to keep them lifted up. Maybe you needing something from God. And sometimes you feel like, well, God is not listening to your prayers, but God hears our prayers. You know, it's just if we trust him enough to obey and answer those prayers. If we willing to wait on him, sometimes we get anxious and we don't wait on God. Like when I can say the two got in trouble, Abraham and Sarah, they really made a mess of things. Sarah had to go and try to do things herself and fix it her way. And we just had that faith to trust. And without faith, it is definitely impossible to feed. It is impossible to please him. So here at the Soul Cafe, I'm Terry McKeithen. I'm asking you to come join me here at the table. And I'm just looking forward to you listeners giving me some feedback and letting me know how you feel about the podcast. And truly, God will truly continue to bless you all. I'm asking that God will continue to give you a double a double portion, like a double cheeseburger or a double something, another. But imagine a double for your trouble. So you all be blessed. Look forward to talking to you later on here at Anchor FM, Terry McKeithen 2.